Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, Jaesu, coming to you from the GeekeryCon, the first one we're ever having. And I never thought I'd ever string these two words together. But with me right now is a hot Ewok, better known as Player 2. How's it going?
I am quite hot.
Yes, fur on a day like today.
But I'm not wearing pants, so I thought it would be okay, but the amount of sweat coming off of me.
Yeah, but
disgusting.
What Ewoks wear pants, though?
Classy ones.
Now, no one ever... I brought this up to Ryan before, changing the subject real bad right here. In Return of the Jedi, everyone kind of forgets the fact that the Ewoks were going to eat Han and Luke and Chewie.
Yeah. Nom nom.
No one ever makes a comment about it again.
Wouldn't you?
I would. Like, these guys were going to eat us earlier.
What do you think happened to all of the stormtroopers and scout troopers?
Well, those helmets that were on sticks at the
end. I'm just saying, all you can see is their buckets afterwards.
Maybe that was just surplus.
They needed a drum kit.
I nom nommed the shit out of those people. I'm just saying.
Nice.
Well, so I cut out.
I was going to say, I can swear on the podcast, right? I'm just so comfortable now.
We have said worse on the podcast, sir.
I have said worse on the podcast.
Yes. Would you consider changing your name to Two Player?
No.
Why not? I said that once.
Because it was
okay,
Ryan's
twice,
idea?
Twice.
No, but...
Two Player!
If it was anybody else's idea, maybe.
Oh.
Cool. Now, for our real loyal listeners, have you washed the hand that touched Teal'c yet?
No. I actually made a slightly inappropriate joke earlier about it, but we won't get into that because it makes me look bad.
That's why those flies in the hand kind of looks...
No, it was totally different. It involved a little bit of makeup, but I don't want to talk about it. He knows.
Yes. Oh, I do.
We're kind of rotating in a circle. I don't know.
Yes. Ring around the Rosie interview. Or some sort of cage match out here in the parking lot, I guess. Now, since we last saw you, what cons have you been at? Were you at Unplugged?
Yes.
How was that?
It was Unplugged.
Okay. I think maybe it was you that said you were doing a seminar or a...
I did a panel there.
Panel, okay.
Yeah, nobody came to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a kick in the pants.
I was going to say, that'd be a little bit awkward.
But in my defense, really, they moved the panel to, like, early in the morning and didn't announce it. And then it was just a giant mess. But it was because they had switched the date.
Just you at the table? Like, crazy.
It was me and a fellow geek girl at the table. And we sat there and we played tic-tac-toe and we talked about our problems with anxiety and conventions. So,
hey, excellent.
To nobody.
Do you have any other future collaborations with the geek girls coming up?
I'd like to think so.
Because they're a great group.
They are. I love them. I'm going to take this off because my head is sweating.
I love the photo sets you guys do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I like when we do the grope sets. We got a few of those, too.
Can we be invited to those ones?
All invitations are welcome.
Oh, jeez.
No, when we do the group sets, I think they're really cool. When we put together, like, the collages of people that have all done similar costumes, we had, for Star Wars Day, May the 4th, we always put together sexy girls of Star Wars or Star Wars sex. I don't know. It's got sexy and Star Wars and girls in the title, so I click on it. But...
Nice.
Yeah, so we do, like, a mashup of that and stuff, and then we do group costumes where we've actually planned to get together and do them, but a lot of our girls are all over the place, so...
Yeah, it's a huge organization. Like, we've talked to a lot of them, and they've all been nice.
Yeah, we hide the crazy until the third or fourth podcast, and then you get someone like me.
And then the full crazy comes out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, do you have any cosplays in the works that you can talk about?
I've had the same cosplays in the works for a very long time. One of them is a secret cosplay, which I will totally tell you outside of the recording. But it's actually a cosplay based on some artwork that is shown in one of the artists that's actually here.
Oh, nice.
So I'll divulge a little bit more.
Okay.
We don't want him or her to know about it.
So it's a him.
Or her.
You said him first, and then you paused.
Actually, no. It could be a her, and maybe I just wanted to throw
or
you off.
Or an it.
Maybe, like you, I mess up and I say the first thing at the end and the last thing at the
first.
Yeah, so it could have been a girl. two-player.
Two-player. Now, let's ask you some general questions off the geek survey that we sometimes throw at people.
All right.
If they were going to make a movie about you and your adventures in cosplaying, who would you want to play you in the movie?
Vin Diesel.
All right.
Vin Diesel.
I want to be a hot bald man, because I feel like that's my spirit animal.
But it's about you, so he would have to wear a wig.
No, I wouldn't. I'm secretly bald.
Are you secretly bald?
So
surprise.
Between that and Ryan from Ryan's Old Things Geek having Charlie Sheen play him, it's going to be an odd movie.
That's fitting because they look a lot alike. So.
Yes, and you and Vin Diesel as well.
It's the muscles.
Can you say I am Groot?
I am Groot. Oh, my God. I can see it. I can see it.
You should cosplay Groot.
Yeah?
We could see you as a talking tree.
That's real sweet, Jay Stu. I really appreciate it.
Grandpa Jay to you.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa Jay Stu.
Jay.
All right.
What's 1991?
Oh. So I'm assuming, this is a dumb question, you're a huge fan of Star Wars?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
looking forward to December when the new movie comes out?
Looking forward to, yes. Little terrified, definitely. Also very excited, but I'm going to have mixed feelings until I see it.
What movie's that?
Oh.
The look.
Turn in your geek card, Ryan.
No, the look that the two-player gave me. You could shoot laser beams.
It was the look that the Ewoks gave Han and Luke. Literally just going to maul his face off.
Yeah.
Put it
and not
way,
in a good way.
I have learned my lesson, especially around Aaron from the 501st, not to talk about Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
In his presence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He'll kill you.
Yep.
He will murder you where you stand.
Nah, it depends. If you say it really, really sweetly, like, oh, you mean the new Star Trek movie?
He only backhands you, so I mean, that's a start.
Oh, okay. Well,
not full murder, just a backhand.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
I should preface that with saying that he doesn't hit anybody. He's listening. We love you,
In
Aaron.
Brackets, Aaron is a peaceful, loving man, and he's a good guy.
JSports.com.
Temporarily off the air broadcast commercial right now.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
So I know you're going to be at London Con next week, a couple of weeks from now.
If I can find a ride down, yes. I
cool.
just had to crush my car.
Oh, you had to.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
The transmission went. You know how expensive those things are?
Oh, that sucks. I've never done that.
Yep.
Well, hope you find a ride there. And
I'll hitchhike down. Show a little ankle.
Your Ewok?
Show a little ankle. Get a ride down. Hey!
We look at that. I just picked up an Ewok on the highway.
Woo!
There's a sexy Ewok in my car. Nub, nub.
I think that's the cue.
All right. Well,
nice.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us again, Kira. Always
anytime
fun to talk to you.
Always
you rock. And if we ever need a replacement for Ryan again,
anytime,
we know where you live.
I'm way better.
That just sounded creepy. We know where you live.
He does. We talked about where my address is.
Hey, and if we ever do need nose picking pictures.
We
I'm
know
a
where
professional
to go.
Nose picker. You guys have no idea.
All right. I didn't realize it was a sport.
Oh, gold medal. Gold medal winner right here.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming to GeekeryCon. I appreciate you being a guest. Like, of course, I was going to ask you because you're one of my favorite cosplayers, and I appreciate it.
Oh, go on. Keep going.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you again, and thanks again for everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to you throwing more of these. I'm
hoping.
This is fun. This is really fun.
Cool.
The event planner.
I'm getting there. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.